can go to counseling, go to counseling, see a mediator. I'm not banging it. Okay. So leave. So, what do you want for your child? Mm-hmm. What do you want with, of course, the relationship with your ex? Mm-hmm. What do you want that to be like?
So have, let me ask you a question.
If you can go to counseling, go to counseling, see a mediator. I'm not banging it. Okay. So leave my hand alone. Go to a mediator, let them help you. Don't be scared to actually find out. Do the best you can. Don't be scared. Right. Don't be scared, because at the end of the day, you don't want to be suffering.
Scared of what?
Forget about you suffering. Your child, you don't want your child to be suffering.
What I'm saying is that
one day could be getting the best life.
What I'm saying is that there are a lot of children collecting adequate child support and suffering.
Oh. Okay, so you're saying that maybe the mothers are using the money.
There are more than
enough
people saying what you're saying.
Are you saying the mothers are using the money for themselves?
Not at all, not at all. Let me be clear. There are more than enough people giving the advice you're giving. Okay, what I'm about to give, nobody's giving it. Okay?
Well, look, maybe I'm giving advice because I know what it feels like to be a woman.
Wait.
You don't.
Wait, but that's not what this is about, right? You came to lolanola.com so you can get kind of like both sides of the coin. You've gotten one side.
I didn't finish my point, though.
Oh, go ahead, baby. Finish.
My other point is, if you go to court, don't expect that it's going to be cuddly, sweet with you.
No, it's not.
It's going to be cutthroat. It's probably going to be a drag.
It's not
going to
be a fast.
Things are going to be tough for
you. You're talking about you're talking about the other person.
Yes.
The other person is the least of the issue. That's the least of the issue. That's the least of the issue. Of course, he's going to be pissed off and treat you accordingly if you take him to court. That's the least of the issue. That's to be expected if you take a person to court, right? And it's not a matter of right and wrong. It's just what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is the counting on the court to make you're not going to be happy after they start collecting child support for you. It doesn't work like that. There is more work to be done.
We know that.
No, you don't.
What do you mean I don't?
Because they don't say. People don't talk about that. They only talk about just taking to court.
That's not going to make her happy. We're talking about child being taken care of.
I didn't say happy.
We're talking about child being a child being taken care of here. And you are mixing it with emotional issues.
No.
This is a financial problem.
I'm not mixing it with emotional issues. It is emotional at its core.
You
can avoid reality all you want. You cannot avoid the consequences of avoiding reality.
I agree with that.
Okay? This issue is purely emotional. If it wasn't emotional, it would be in a criminal court. You know where it's going? It's going to a family court, because they understand it's emotional issues that's going to be mixed up. That's why they have police at the door all the time, because people will slap each other and people will fight and bicker. They will fight in front of the kids. The kids will be exchanged in the hall, in the hallways of the court.
So
it gets very, very nasty.
What are you now saying that this person should she raise her child by herself? Is that what you're insinuating?
No. The first thing is to engage therapy personally.
Okay.
I said that.
And
because,
therapist.
Because there's
therapist. Mm-hmm. They will listen to all you have to say, mm-hmm. and they will hold you accountable. In fact, a therapist might be the first one to say, "Why haven't you approached the legal system?"
You can. You need to engage your therapy, a counselor, or a coach. You need to actively do it, and you let down your guards. Humility must be involved. Yes, obviously, you're tolerating a lot already. I'm not taking away from that.
So how are you supposed to be humble when you're hungry?
Listen, the food that the baby is going to eat today, God will provide.
Yes.
And like I said, let me finish that point, babe. Like I said, if I don't collect this audio because the thing freeze got too long, it's your fault. But anyway... let me say this.
It's always the woman's fault.
The food that the baby is going to eat, God will provide. That's normal. But but remember what I said. It's okay to engage the court if it comes down to that. I just want you to realize that it's a short-term solution. You're still in relationship with this person.
Forever.
And that work has to be done. If it's not done, it will create even more suffering, because remember, the court, the fact that you involve the court is going to become additional resentment.
It will be. It's going to hit your guts.
So you're not going to avoid this.
So you're
going
to have to choose your battles.
But here's the good news. if you go through this work and you do the actual work, engage a counselor, a coach, or a therapy, if you do the work, the reward is great on the other side.
I agree.
It's great.
But you're going to have to be patient. You have to preach that to people. You cannot tell people that, oh no, if you go to, you have to, patience is required. And it's infinite patience that will build you. So you have to be ready to do the work and to do a lot of sacrifices if you're not going to go the legal way.
So I'm not discouraging court at all. I just think people count on the court. Ladies think they can count on the court and that's going to set them
ladies
free.
Ladies have been pushed. Ladies have been pushed to approach the court. They do it because they have no choice.
Ladies.
For the most part.
The idea that...
Most ladies, maybe not all.
No. No, you think you're guessing everything I'm about to say. Ladies, let me just tell you this. One big issue is that you think that every time you did something wrong, you were pushed. There's no taking responsibility and accountability at all.
Seriously?
Listen, the idea that if I did something wrong, I was pushed. Keep in mind that the gentleman can say the same thing, and that's what creates chaos.
No, baby, that's what creates chaos. Missing the
point. Just keep that in mind.
My point is, before a lady goes to the court, she has tried everything. Everything. At least, I'm speaking for most women.
Right.
I don't know about all women.
Here's the part.
But most
women have tried everything
in their power. And at that point, when they go to the court, they just care. They don't know what to do anymore. So, I don't want us to be victim shaming or, blaming anybody.
Would you agree with this?
People have the right to do whatever... makes them
I'm glad that this conversation went this way. We may end up just using the audio on the, because this one will freeze when it's too long. Let me just say that I'm glad that we had this conversation. Here's why I'm glad, okay? Because again, there are a couple of things that came up. You just came up with shaming, right?
Here's the problem.
There's a big division going on between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Of this generation, the modern women and modern men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of it is attached to men having a difficult time rising up to a new level of leadership skills, right? Because women have risen up to a level of masculinity that wasn't the norm before. And all of it is because they were also. She just did it again.
I'm asking.
Wait, let me finish. Don't let me derail with that. Let me finish. Let me finish that point I was making.
Were they born masculine?
Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't even know how to be masculine. You don't even know how to be masculine.
I'm being silly, but I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Were they forced to? Is this something that just happened out of the blue?
What I'm saying is that every effort to solve this issue that's going on, the division that's going on, will be highly appreciated and will be highly helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the opinion that men need to rise up to the new level of skill, leadership skill set.
I agree with you.
Right? But here's the thing. It's extremely difficult for them because many of them are raised by women. And they were raised to tap into their extra emotion. And many of them are in their feminine mode right now.
Yeah.
And they will fight you in the same court system. And they will fight you with everything. They will get even more feminine than you are.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who wins from all of that? When the family feuds, guess who wins?
Who wins? Nobody.
When the family feuds. Nobody wins, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right, good. So I think all of us should start to really have the conversation at a deeper level. I agree with you.
I don't understand the battle of the sexes.
Wait, I really
don't.
But you will, because you're in this space, right? I agree with you that a man should lead, right? If a woman is acting up, it's because a woman did something. She was pushed to that. That rhetoric is getting weakened by the day.
So you guys don't like...
Not you guys, not me.
Because you are speaking right now. So men don't want women to get away with anything.
No.
They want to hold them accountable to every little thing.
No, what I'm telling you is that the men that you have available to you today, some of them are already married to you. By the